good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Friday, TGIF, May 21st, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. It's a beautiful day here in the hills of West Virginia. It's just gorgeous. I mean, I'm looking up through the field, and I got a few head of Angus cattle, Black Angus cattle, and out there laying in the field amongst the buttercups. Kind of pretty picture, if you don't know, the yellow and black together. Mm-hmm. No, just a pretty picture. I'm enjoying the weather, and I enjoy being out in the country.
All right. I'm not in the country, but I got a little pond behind me, and I got a little blue heron out there that's gotten a little bit used to me and Ruby, because I walk Ruby out there, and... You know, I love watching him because I get to watch him feed. Last week he ate a snake.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
caught him. Caught him one time.
You're happy with
that. Yeah, eating a bullfrog. And so, yeah, nature's fascinating. I just love watching.
It is. It's relaxing to watch God's creation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It really is.
They're just fascinating creatures, just to see their habits and to see. I watched a couple of weeks ago, I saw two geese do their little mating ritual, you know, and it's just like, wow, I never saw that before.
I've never seen that myself either, so.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
I didn't know what they were doing, but anyway.
Well, they did. They did, so that's all
they
matters.
They certainly did. Well, I'm not sure gold knew what it was doing today. We did have a high of 1890, but it couldn't stay at that level. 1880, the New York spot price after market, still open. It closes in about an hour. But gold was up 270. Silver was down 24 cents at $27.59. Platinum was down $26 at $1,173. Palladium was down, big, $74 at $2,836. I think they took the wind out of rhodium, too. That was down almost 5%. Big down day for the industrial metals. The USDX today, it was up, but still below 90, 89.98. Crude oil was up 1.92 at 63.86. And let's go ahead and take a peek at the, you know, what are those markets called? You know, those paper markets. I knew what it was. The S&P ended flat today, and the Dow, it was off its highs. It was up much more, up 123 at 34,207. The S&P was down 3 points at 4,155. The NASDAQ was down 64 points at 13,470. See what the bonds did. I'm sure they, 1.62 or in the 10-year yield. European and Asian markets were pretty much, the European markets were up except for the FTSE. Asian markets were up except for the Shanghai. And I think that should be a wrap for the metals markets. Butch?
Well, you know, I just listened. Gold is flirting with 1900 again.
It is.
And silver is holding 27 to 28. They're both come down from the high they spiked to a few months ago, but they haven't receded a whole lot, have they?
No, they haven't. And I want to make sure people just keep this in mind. You know, they're tying gold's rise because of inflation concerns. But we know how these guys work. We know how they can turn things on a dime. We know that they can make inflation disappear or tell you that it disappeared in a couple of speeches and a couple of on the financial news programs. But that really isn't the case. And then, yes, it could have an impact on gold if the talk of the gold rising is because of inflation, then all you do is tack inflation a little bit and bring the gold price. I don't think that's going to happen, but it could. But you have to remember who these people are. And they do crazy things. Bottom line is, and again, we go back to the fundamentals. We got debt too great to be paid. They will default on the debt.
Yes.
All of this is higher for gold prices. And again, if gold stayed at $1,800 or $1,900 and the paper markets collapsed, guess what? You're going to be the richest person on your block. And that's what gold does. It preserves your purchasing power. It's not going to go to zero. You're not going to lose. So, you know, gold's going to go up, gold's going to go down, but it's going to preserve. I can't say you're not going to lose, but it's going to preserve your purchasing power more so than holding any type of paper. So just remember that. But I expect to see 5,000 gold easy. Easy. So, and higher prices for silver. Silver's more volatile. We really don't know where silver's going to go. But I do believe it's going to go higher. So.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, are the premiums still as high on silver as they were?
They're going higher.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
So they, what's Eagle going for?
Wholesale, wholesale premiums were raised. I got the new prices yesterday. They went up, and wholesale went up another quarter. Gold, so, Gold Eagles went up 1.25%. This is wholesale.
So, okay, that's wholesale. So what's a Silver Eagle going for now, retail?
You're looking at about $40, a little over $40.
Wow. and the gold, $20 gold piece, what are they going for?
You can, what, mint state coins? You can buy those at 22, 23 at the low end.
So they're still marked up $400 or $500.
Absolutely. They've done extremely well in this volatility that we've seen in the precious metals here in the last couple of, you know, month or so. They've done very well.
You know, I don't know what to say. I mean, I keep saying this over and over and over, but my first silver dollar I bought was around $3.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're $40. Retail.
That's quite a
climb. That's quite a boost, and I guess you say, in what I've gained in over the last 20 years or so.
Absolutely. I just want to pull something up here real quick, so I don't mind if you want to keep.
Sure, no problem. But
here,
but,
are my price for American Silver Eagles, if you bought one, was $40.35.
Gee whiz.
If you go to APMEX, I'm looking at the site right now. You're looking at Silver Eagles 2021s. For one, would be $43.65.
My goodness! And if you sold them back to the dealer, it'd be worth about what?
I haven't gotten bid prices, but it's over spot. It's a couple bucks over spot.
Well, I was going to say about $30. I mean, about $30 roughly or not.
Yeah.
And they got $30. Okay. Well, you know, that's a huge move up. And then, it didn't move up overnight. It's been 95, 96 when I bought my first silver dollar. Yeah, it's been a few years ago. But now $40-some bucks. I mean, come on, folks. That's a pretty good boost in what
that's
it
if
was.
You buy, I mean, from us. If you bought from APMEX, if you bought 1 to 20, 1 to 19, they're 43.65. You got to be kidding me. They're gouging you, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course they are.
They're gouging you.
And that's exactly why I recommend Melody Seastrom. I mean, I do, because I can trust that your price is going to be as low as you can go. And 99% of the time, it's going to be better than anybody else in the area, because you're not trying to rip somebody off. And I watch some, every now and then I watch a show on TV, a coin show, not very often, but I watch it now and then. My gosh, they get some premiums on those things.
Here's another one that everybody goes to. SD Bullion. 1 to 19, 43.33. So they're 30 cents cheaper, but they're still 43. We're $3 less. They're gouging you. And if you think this is the first time that they've done this to you, you're mistaken. Who's the other one out there that's...
That U.S. Mint, isn't that one of them too? U.S. Mint, they call it, the company that price business. It's been a while.
JM Bullion, here they are. What's their price? Let's see. Silver Eagles. There we go. Silver Eagles. And you got to click 80,000 times to get to... Holy... Now, they're a little bit better. No, they're selling the new coins. Their price is a little bit better. They're $42.58.
That's about a buck difference.
So a buck and a half.
Yeah.
Buck 20? Yep. No. $2. Still $2 and change.
Oh, that's right. You said, okay, yeah. Yeah,
40. Yeah. They're $2 and change higher.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, roll 40, that's $40. That's not about getting another coin.
Hey, on a box of 500, that's $1,000.
Yes, it is. Wow. Well,
so.
I mean, you have to watch for your ordering, folks. I'm telling you. I know from experience. I've seen it happen. Be careful. But do order some. Get what you can when you can. They'll never, ever go to nothing. That's the key of something like this. When a dollar won't buy you anything, a piece of silver will still buy you something. Because it's real. But that's just my opinion and what I've seen in the past, work with other people, and what done for me. Now go ahead, Melody. I'll be quiet a minute and let you say what you want to say.
You be quiet? Really?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
No, you're giving me the floor?
Go for it.
Well, there was just a couple of them. We'll probably talk about these next week. April existing home sales, that dropped, but it makes three straight months of declines. Let's see. We saw the dollar head for a weekly loss. The GOP infrastructure talks are reaching, you know, a key stage. I heard the GOP came back and said, you know, forget this four stuff. Here's $1.5 trillion we'll go along with. But here was an interesting thing. I heard it early this morning about off-the-grid homes are coming to your neighborhood. So it's just not, you know, when you're off the grid, these folks just aren't, you know, out in the country, the Midwest, or in the mountains or anything like that. But there are so many blackouts and brownouts that are occurring across this nation because they're failing infrastructure that more and more people are looking to, you know, get off the grid. And, you know, with the article and the people that I saw this morning talk about it blamed climate change. But, you know, I'm thinking it's more about the, you know, all the brownouts and everything that across this country. California has a lot of them, particularly during their, you know, their fire season, you know, when it's so dry and they've had all these major winds come through, the Santa Anas and everything come through. So that's kind of interesting to see. And, you know, it's interesting because what they talk about is the people who have a lot of money. You know, people who are fairly wealthy, they're living in the cities. And so, you know, they want to make sure that they have all their luxuries if there is ever a problem with the grid. So it's just kind of interesting to see, which means things will be rising in price, too.
Absolutely. And
that demand.
Getting off the grid is not cheap, by the way.
No, it isn't.
It's not cheap at all. And I understand that it's a means of hanging on to, as you said, some luxury, but also a way of surviving.
Surviving.
I mean, people, and I'm one of them, who depend on electricity to keep things working. I can survive without it for a while. I really can. I have before. But not for 4 or 5 or 6 months. I don't have the ability to do that. And I can't afford to do much about that. Now, how much would you lose if your power went off in your freezers and food? I can rent them for a couple, 3 weeks, no problem. But beyond that, where do you go? If you don't have money to get some way, get it done. And solar's not cheap. And solar is great if you have enough of it, but it's not the most efficient way of getting energy. So, I don't know.
Especially if something happens in the wintertime.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're on the East Coast or, you know, where... But, yeah, you're right. It's difficult to survive 4, 5, 6 months.
And it could happen. It could happen. It really could. I think it will happen.
Yeah, so when you're buying your survival goods, think about that.
Yep.
What can you store?
You can get storable goods. You can even buy pre-buckets. And I have some of that. You know, I could survive, and I wouldn't have a lot of the best in the world as far as what I'm used to, but I would not starve to death. It's yeah. just you would lose things that to us have been, you know, everyday items that we don't consider luxury. But, you know, I mean, to have your meat in the freezer, you butcher your own beef and keep it. You probably should can it if you want to keep it. You could can it. It will keep for you a long, long time. But if it's in the freezer, it's going to thaw. It's going to be no good. So you got to make a decision on that.
Yeah, you're right. And, I've seen this over the years too, Butch, when people are buying their storable foods, their freeze-dried foods and everything, they buy like they're not going to miss a beat in their intake. I mean, they buy, and I'm thinking to myself, when you buy, to me, I mean, everybody's different and you have a right to do your own. But to me, when I want survivable food, it's going to be beans and rice and, you know, things that you can spread and also share, you know, because there's going to be other people that are hungry. I mean, you first want to feed your family, but then, you know, it's good to share if you have to. And so like pancake batters and things like that, when you just add water to it and hopefully you have water. And I always say have some canned goods. A lot of those canned vegetables are stored in water. Mm-hmm. So you can always reuse that water if you need to for something else. So that's how I think when it comes
to destroying. And you should have a variety too.
I'm not going to have steak and eggs,
when there's a
calamity going on.
And you need a little bit of variety too, because there is such thing as food fatigue. You know, beans and rice. I like beans and rice, but you can't eat it three times a day for a month. After a while, you'll starve, even though the food's there, because you just can't handle it any longer. You know, it's food fatigue. So have some variety. And I mean, you know, something, even maybe some kind of drink that's powder drink. You add water to it and have some kind of different flavor or something. That's important.
Yeah.
So plan ahead, folks. Let's hope it doesn't happen, but I think it is going to happen sooner or later. I truly do. It's going to happen.
Well, even last year, my family, who knows that I have storable goods and so forth, even they complimented me on being prepared during the
Absolutely.
Pandemic last year, because they couldn't get stuff at the grocery store and I had it.
Well, I have family members that live in Colorado who had a blizzard. It's been some years ago now. They had a blizzard and they couldn't get out, and they were down to the last pack of crackers in the house, because they used to go in the store every day and pick it up what they want on the way home from work or something. But when it's not there, you know, they were down to the last pack of crackers, what they told me. So, wow. You know, always plan ahead. Even though you don't expect it to be a calamity, at least plan ahead for a week or two if you need it.
I can't believe it's 20 minutes and we didn't even get started on.
I know. Well, you wouldn't shut up.
All right. We'll be right back. I'll shut up for a few minutes. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm allowed to speak now. Thank you for joining us. My name is Melody, and I'm here with Pastor Butch. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And I'm just going to let you talk away, Butch.
Well, you see, when I'm a few hundred miles from you, I can get really brave.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, again, laughter, it's good work for people. You can laugh a little bit because it does make the day go.
And laughter is actually Friday good for the body. Today is one of those days.
I agree.
So you know what,
I totally
Butch?
Agree.
You know what, Butch? You know what?
What's
Maybe that's what we, well, you know what? Last week I mentioned that maybe on Monday we should have happy news. Maybe on Monday we should have funny news.
Well, you won't be here Monday.
Oh, that's right. All right.
But I'll do funny news you want. I can do that.
No, I don't want to miss it.
Oh, well, let me know when you want it. We can do it. I'll find it because I do enjoy laughing with people. And I know, Melly, I'm not an idiot. I know this nation is in bad shape in a lot of ways, more than we can even believe. And a lot of things going on behind the scenes we don't even know about to destroy this country and the people in it.
All right.
But when I'm with friends I care for, when you're one of them, I like laughing with you and a relationship of companionship with somebody like that. And Todd, our producer, same way. I want to be someone to be around that they enjoy being around. And that's, well, I enjoy laughing. And I really do.
Well, you know what? Wednesday, we only have two segments. So unless there's no World War III.
Okay.
Maybe we'll just have a funny program, funny news.
I can try to do that. You find some funny stories, and I will too. I'm sure the folks will like it.
All right, go on. That's what's
all
new.
Right.
What are we going to talk about?
I just want to share this because I thought it was interesting. Republican state lawmaker wants to make Louisiana a fossil fuel sanctuary state. I kind of like that idea. The bill from Representative Danny McCormick, an oil company executive, would prohibit state and local employees from enforcing any federal environmental law, directive, or tax that might hurt the oil industry. Asked if this were constitutional, McCormick said, I don't know who would have a problem with it, honestly. And constitutional? So who even cared about that any longer? But protecting, he's an oil executive, makes sense on that. But fossil fuel, folks, is not the problem. It's not even close to the problem in this country. So, it's like some states in our Second Amendment sanctuary states, like West Virginia. Well, I thank God that some people are saying, hey, we just can't take the world off gas and natural gas and coal and other things. These are things that are necessary, and they're perfectly fine to use. But anyway, and of 3,597 store openings that large retail chains in the U.S. have announced so far this year, this is interesting, and it's true, nearly half, 45.2% are either a Dollar General, Dollar Tree, or Family Dollar, and Dollar General alone is planning to open 1,035 new stores in 2021. And, Mel, they are popping up everywhere. I mean, every small town's got a dollar store of some kind. You know, Dollar General, Dollar Store, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they're popping up everywhere. And they're handy little stores to have around. We have one here in Nettie where I live, and it's a handy store, you know. You can go ahead and pick up a couple of small things you need, a loaf of bread, toilet paper, or some toothpaste, whatever you may need. It's handy to have. And so I'm glad to see that they're prospering.
Well.
You know?
Yeah.
And people obviously like them because they're expanding. You know, the prices are fair, and they're not gouging people, so more power to them. Anything you'd like to add to that, my darling?
Nope.
Okay.
You told me I talk too much.
Food supply chains are stretched as Americans head back to restaurants. And okay. Shortage of key ingredients and labor are troubling suppliers as refrigerated transportation costs also surge. And, of course, it boils down to the bottom of the whole cotton picking stack. We pay for it. We'll pay for it. Americans are returning to restaurants, bars, and other dining places as COVID-19 restrictions come down, adding new strains in food supply chains. I want to make this comment before I forget it, Melody. I was listening to reading a book about this virus, whatever you want to call it. And this 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation's mothers met. Now, this has really happened. Let me see in the book. I can show people. Met and decided how they're going to control the people and break the supply chain of goods in this in around the world, not just here. And they said they could use a virus. That's what they said. Now, this is documented fact. We can use a virus to disrupt the supply chain and then control the people. Now, that was 2010, folks. Now we see it right here working. But suppliers and logistics providers say distributors are facing shortages of everyday products like chicken parts, as well as difficulty in finding workers and surging transportation costs as companies effectively try to reverse the big change in food services that came as coronavirus lockdown spread across the U.S. last year. Over the last 6 weeks, we have seen the market come roaring back faster than anybody would have anticipated, said Mark Allen, chief executive of the International Food Service Distributors Association. The startup has been, in many ways, as difficult as a shutdown. Everybody is trying to turn it on immediately, and the capacity might not be there. Kerry Byrne, president of Total Quality Logistics, LLC, a Cincinnati-based freight broker with a large portfolio of businesses serving food processing companies and distributors, said shortages of raw materials are leading to an erratic deliveries of items that usually arrive on predictable schedules. That disrupts entire supply chains. Everything is stressed, he said. And Melody, when I heard this, I read this book, partially written by a pastor friend of mine out of Florida, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, one of the first ones arrested on the COVID mess back in last year. And I read this, it made perfect sense. We got to find a way to disrupt things so people become uncomfortable and afraid. And we can learn to control them better that way. So, now if you will chime in, you speak up, okay? Just chime in.
I will.
And we talked about this. You talked about this for years, and it's really going to happen soon. Global tax. Now, listen, folks. A global tax. What's this? No taxation, not representation. What's this all about? What was this about this in the Revolutionary War in 1775 and on? And what was this in 1776 when he went to war? They poured out the tea over the ship in Boston Harbor, and they didn't want the tax. Global tax revamp gathers pace as Europe salutes U.S. plan. A U.S. proposal for a global minimum corporate tax of at least 15% met with an enthusiastic reception in Europe, bringing the world closer to a deal on sweeping changes on how much multinationals pay and to which governments. Melody, can you hear this? I mean, they're going to charge them and decide which government gets the money?
Well,
Isn't that wonderful that people have that kind of freedom to choose their governments? This is really a big business, German Finance Minister Olaf Scholz said as he arrived for a meeting with the European counterparts in Lisbon, minutes after his French counterpart had also offered a positive reaction. We will really have the chance that in this summer, this deal and agreement that we are working for so long can happen. The latest pitch is the race for an accord between 139 countries, in less than 21% rate the U.S. previously suggested for overseas earnings of its businesses, a level some nations found excessive. Before Joe Biden's arrival at the White House, negotiations at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development focused on 12.5% minimum. So 139 countries are going to tax international corporations and choose where the money goes. What is wrong with that picture? What doesn't set right with me on that? Think about it, folks. What is it that just doesn't feel right? Yeah, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be taxed. I mean, but when you have other nations deciding taxes on a corporation and maybe headquartered in America, that doesn't seem quite kosher to me. Doesn't seem fair.
I mean, I understand that these multinational corporations have basically gotten away with, you know, I mean, hasn't been trickled down. They pay no taxes. And I agree, something should be done, but not globally. If our nation, if our country can't handle it, then we don't have the people in office that are smart enough to come up on both sides to come up with a solution. And it's just, you know, number one, it would be is no more stimulus to the corporations. Because they're going to leave this country anyway. They only stay here now, what I believe, is just because of the continued stimulus they get or, you know, bailouts or whatever they get, tax write-offs and everything that they get from the government. You know, it's because we can't compete with wages and everything else. And I've heard the argument, oh, yes, we can. Well, can we? I don't think so. I mean, already, you know, we talked about Bank of America going up to 25 minimum wage. But in the year 2025, what's wrong with that picture? We talked about inflation and the loss of purchasing power by then and the loss of number of jobs that will happen between now and then in order for them to justify raising it to 25. That's how these businesses and banking systems work. It's a fact. It's like, get over it. The government needs to get out of it.
I totally agree. Absolutely agree with that. Government has no business in business at all. None.
Because the more they try to keep the jobs here, the more they lose.
Exactly right. And if companies here have to raise their minimum wage $25, why wouldn't they have more incentive to go somewhere than pay $10?
Sure. Well, yeah. Well, Bank of America is doing that, but what they do is they compensate in other areas. We talked about technology taking over their jobs. Closing the more branches.
And cutting hours. Of course.
So it will never trickle down. Not anymore. I mean, Butch, I think we were conned when it came to unions.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think you're right on that.
I mean, just like anything else, they start out with a great idea. And then when there's money involved, there's corruption.
That's always the case, whether it be on the company side or the union side. That's always the case. It always had been the case.
Yeah.
It always had been the case. And I don't know how it always seems to work, but the greedy always rise to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. She's right, folks. Another article here, I saw a picture of one of these new trucks come out by the Ford F-150 all-electric. They look, on the outside, look the same. When you raise a hood, you see, I saw three huge battery packs. I was told to go from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. If that's true, that's the fastest I've ever heard that. I don't know if it does or not. I can't prove that. But nonetheless, we're off to the races. Ford secures 44,000 reservations for electric F-150 just hours after reveal. And that's a lot of trucks. 44,000 trucks, I mean, it's a lot of trucks. It isn't. I don't think it's overwhelmingly large. Out of 150 million people,
which is probably a government order.
It probably is. Yeah, we're paying for it. While Tesla's Cybertruck remains in limbo somewhere, Ford has already secured over 44,000 reservations for its newest F-150 Lightning pickup truck. Its CEO said on Friday, made famous earlier this week when President Sleepy Joe woke up long enough to tear butt blank down that track and went at a press conference. Ford had previously said it took 20,000 reservations in a 12-hour succeeding the reveal alone. So, I don't know. I'm not buying one. I'm not saying they're not really good. I'm not saying that at all. I know there's going to be things that we don't see. They haven't told us everything yet. They're going to be expensive to recharge, folks. I promise you that when you plug that thing into your circuit at your house, your bill is going to go through the roof. You mark my words, I'm telling you this, it's probably cheaper to buy a tank of gas. Nonetheless, they're going to take off, I'm sure. They have plans for this. And it's going to be full of bugs yet. This is more or less brand new technology. It's going to be full of all kinds of situations that I don't want to even think about one. And Melly, to keep on going with this, I don't think much about a self-driving car either, do you?
No, no.
I mean, they've had a few wrecks with people behind the wheels sleeping while the car is driving itself. You know that to be true, too.
Yes, I do.
And it's something, maybe some people are going to love it and fall right into it, but I don't know that I want to be driving down the highway with a car that's driving itself. I mean, with me driving mine and somebody, another car passed me or going around me with no driver in control. I don't know that.
So which is worse, Butch, a woman driver or a car with no driver?
Well, that's a toughie, ain't it? You'll get me in trouble with a lot of people.
I don't know. I mean, hey, I believe in the future. I mean, I would assume that technology would take us there to some degree. But, and, you know, they have to milk us on this slow path to, but then sometimes I question just how, and I know, I think that sometimes we are very far in technology. You know, there's a lot of technology that hasn't even been released to us
yet.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes.
But on the other hand, I still use a fax machine, and that was created over 100 years ago, and they haven't been improved. So, you know, it's, I don't know. And then you can talk about all kinds of things happening that would prevent further, you know, creation and testing of these batteries and so forth. But, yeah, you know, I guess eventually, but... It shouldn't be forced on us.
No, but it is going to be. You know,
but it
that.
Is being forced on us.
Yes, it is. It truly is. I don't like it. I really don't. I'm old fashioned. I'm a type A personality. I want to be in control behind the wheel. I trust my driving. I don't know about anybody else's, but I trust mine. But anyway, that's just me. That's just me. And CNA Financial pays $40 million in ransom after cyber attack. We're going to have to go to break in a minute, but I want to try to share this. New insurance company giant CNA Financial Corporation coughed up $40 million in late March 2021 to regain control of its network after a ransomware attack. And CNA Financial paid the hackers about 2 weeks after a trove of company data was stolen, and CNA officials were locked out of their network. In a statement, CNA spokesperson said the company followed the law. She said she consulted and shared intelligence about the attack and the hacker's identity with the FBI, the Treasury Department, the Office of Foreign Assets Control, which said last year that facilitating ransom payments to hackers could pose sanction risk. Now, I don't, are they saying here that they would sanction the country that these things come out of, perhaps? I don't know. But, if you keep paying the ransom, they're not going to go away. And I don't know what the answer is. But they're blackmailing you, folks. They ain't going to quit. They're going to get by with it.
Not going to quit. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. What's next on the list, Butch?
Well, this next article, I'm sure you're going to have some comments on, because it's involving the election fraud again. And I'm still hearing people saying, man, we're going to turn this thing around. We're going to have Trump or Biden out of office. But Georgia, and there are some things moving that direction, matter of fact. In Maricopa County, Arizona, they said they actually were, the votes were miscounted by 80,000 votes. I think in Michigan, they're opening up a lot of different things in there to get the votes recounted. But in Georgia, Georgia judge decides to unseal 2020 absentee ballots in Fulton County for review. A judge in Georgia on Friday ruled to unseal absentee ballots suspended in 2020 presidential election. Petitioners in an ongoing case will be able to go to where the ballots are stored in Fulton County. Henry County Superior Court Judge Brian Amaro said at the conclusion of the hearing, Amaro plans to issue an order soon that will set forth protocols governing the scanning and inspection, which will be done by county workers while petitioners and their experts observe. A group of voters filed a petition last year asking for a forensic inspection of mail-in ballots that were sent in for the 2020 election. The petition alleged an abnormal vote increase for Democratic president's candidate Joe Biden, an abnormal reduction in President Donald Trump's tabulation, among other alleged abnormalities. So, what's your comments, Mel? Do you think they're going to get something out of this?
You know, whether they do or whether they don't, I think it's important that it's done. And personally, no, I think the only one that's going to be replacing Joe Biden is Kamala Harris. But I think it's, you know, a step in the right direction. I'm not sure exactly everything that's going on as far as preventing this from happening again.
Yeah, that's key.
That's what needs to be talked about and followed through with. You know, I mean, we see all some states like Georgia, and I think Texas has some things that they're trying to change so it doesn't happen again in those states. But those states weren't the issues. The big issues, well, I guess maybe Georgia was, but it's got to stop. But what are these Republicans in there doing? They're just whining.
I don't know what they're going to, if what they're going to do if they do find out it was stolen. I mean, what they can prove that the votes really were counted incorrectly enough precincts to say, hey, if it's off this far here in Georgia or Arizona or Michigan, if it's off that far here, but I don't know, hundreds of thousands of votes.
But you don't
Trump
think they didn't
won.
Have six? You didn't think? Well, maybe they are that dumb. But you don't think they? What do you think they did in the past 6 months? You don't think they didn't cover their tracks?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
I understand, but what would happen if they did somehow prove this in a few major precincts, there was voter fraud, and that would call the whole election into question? What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
That's the whole key, see? I mean, yeah. It should be exposed, and it should be made never happen again. I mean, that's all there's to it. Absentee ballots were a joke to start with. We know that. But that's beside the point. If they don't change it, it isn't going to change anything in 2020 or 2022. It isn't going to change anything in 2022. It's not going to change a thing. In 2024, it'll be the same thing again. If they get by with it, it's going to be the same thing. So
I don't know. It's, I just get a little frustrated with, you know, the politicians. I mean, but I don't know why. I mean, they are who they are. They're not going to change. They're all the same.
They have been for years.
And all they do is whine and cry. They don't come up with any... They don't even say smart things anymore. You know, they don't even say anything intelligent anymore.
I agree. I totally agree. But that's just something I said. If they prove enough precincts, what would they do then? I don't know. But Santa Clara County, this is, of course, in California, of course, Santa Clara County businesses must now track vaccination status of employees. What? You gonna make businesses track the people? Santa Clara County health officials say businesses are now required to determine the vaccination status of employees coming back to the office. Talk about getting invasive. The announcement on Tuesday came as Santa Clara County shifts into the least restrictive yellow tier under the state's pandemic reopening system. Workers are now allowed to return to the office while Santa Clara County is under the yellow tier, but local health officials are adding a twist. The county is now mandating. A county is now mandating how businesses track the vaccination status of each worker who will be required to fill out a form within 2 weeks.
Wow.
They have become little tyrants, have they not?
They have.
Mandating businesses to do this. Gosh. I mean, this has gotten totally out of control. I mean, we have governors who put out a mandate. Everybody thinks it's a law. Tell everybody wear a mask. It's not a law. No laws are passed. They don't have that authority. But people fall anyway. I can honestly say the glory of God, I have not wore a mask. And I'm not going to wear a mask. And I've never really been confronted about too much. I'm just not going to because, first off, it's not a law. And secondly, I know it's nonsense. And I'm not just one saying it. The CDC said it. Fauci said it. They're all just a token. There's nothing really to them. But now they have businesses mandating, or county mandating businesses to count employees who've had a vaccination and report on it in 2 weeks. Give me a break, Mildy.
I hear you.
I mean, it is frustrating, is it not?
It is, very much so.
Now, this goes back to the dating app. Now, if you're going to go to the dating app, folks, if you're looking for a date, dating apps team up to make vaccinating hot.
I saw that report on the news this morning.
Yeah. Not vaccine, is a new must-do before a hot date. With dating apps joining the White House on Friday to promote the COVID-19 shots. Joining the White House, folks. Tinder, Hinge, Match, OkCupid, BLK, CRISPA, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, and Badoo are all adding vaccination status to the more expected details on dating profiles as part of a rollout over the next few weeks. Getting the shot also may do more for lovers than keep them healthy, White House said in a statement. According to research from OkCupid, people who are vaccinated or plan to get vaccinated receive 14% more matches than people who don't plan to get vaccinated. There you go, Millie. If you're looking for a date, you gotta get shot first.
Oh, well. Oh, well. Guess I'll be single for a while.
Oh, my goodness. Everywhere you turn is more madness and insanity and more control. I'm telling you, that's unbelievable. John Whitehead wrote a good article, and I was putting him in this month's magazine, on thought police. That are, you know, the movie that Tom Hanks starred in years ago, where they read your thoughts to see if you're going to be a criminal, pre-crime.
Oh, yeah.
Minority Report. They're actually talking about doing this now. John Whitehead, lawyer of North Carolina, wrote a good article about that. So this is how far along we become, folks. That was science fiction then. And that's turning to reality. But anyway, new airline, Breeze Airways, takes off May 27th with $39 fares. No middle seats and nonstop flights to smaller cities. I like it. I don't know about the idea of flying on an airline at $39 fares. How do you pay their health and keep jets up? But anyway, Breeze Airways, a new budget airline from the founder of JetBlue, will take off on May 27th with flights concentrated in the southeastern U.S. Airline, whose launch was delayed by coronavirus pandemic, has devastated travel, initially plans to offer flights to and from four airports, Tampa, Florida, Charleston, South Carolina, New Orleans, and Norfolk, Virginia. The first flights, beginning in late May in time for the Memorial Day travel, are Tampa, Charleston, Tampa, Louisville, Kentucky, Charleston, Hartfield, Connecticut, Charleston, Tampa, and Charleston, Louisville. Additional flights will be added in June and July, giving Breeze 39 nonstop routes between 16 cities as far east as Providence, Rhode Island, and as far west as San Antonio, Texas this summer. Tickets go on sale today on the airline's website and start at $39 each way on all routes. They are introductory fares, and the cheaper seats will be limited, especially given the rebounding travel and Breeze limited flight schedule. The airline is not offering daily service on any routes, which four times a week is the highest frequency. So, I mean, 39 is just open doors. It get you in. But if this works and it pays off, they can do it. If you can get tickets, even a round trip ticket for $150, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
You know,
probably can't take any luggage or anything. You probably can't take any luggage or anything.
Well, I would think, you don't think you'd take luggage I don't know. It didn't say anything about luggage. I couldn't say that. I don't know.
Yeah, they'll charge you extra for the luggage, and the luggage will be $349.
That's probably true. I mean, luggage already is expensive. If you go over a certain amount of luggage nowadays, my gosh, it's out of sight.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of airlines that do charge separately. You know, they might include one bag, and then everything else is, you know, they have to pay extra.
That's true. It made things a lot more complicated than what it used to be.
Yes.
McDonald's sued for $10 billion by Byron Allen-owned networks, allegedly racial discrimination in ad spending. I'm going to say it up front. How long are these crybabies going to keep on going? If I own a company and I want to use all blacks, all whites, all pink, all purple, that's my business. Get over it. But a new $10 billion lawsuit alleges McDonald's engaged in racial discrimination by refusing to advertise on networks of entertainment studios and Weather Group, which are owned by black media entrepreneur Byron Allen, and includes networks such as the Weather Channel. What? The lawsuit filed Thursday in Los Angeles Superior Court alleges the fast food chain has a tiered advertising structure that differentiates on the basis of race, according to a press release that accompanied the complaint. The company is seeking $10 billion in damage and wants the case tried in front of a jury. The complaint alleges that while most McDonald's advertising budget is allocated for the general market, it maintains a separate African-American tier ran by a different advertising company with a much smaller budget and less favorable pricing and other terms. I would say, how much are you going to milk this?
They just
keep going and going and going. This guy owns his companies, and he's suing McDonald's because he didn't advertise on his company, his networks. I mean, gee, poor little baby. If I have a news address, I send him a pacifier. It's so sad.
It is.
It's so sad. It is. It just causes more and more division and anger. And it is, obviously. I mean, I'm angry with this because it's affecting people's lives. And that just bothers me a lot because people are being hurt over this. And back to the things that are happening in the division. Threats, videos, and a recall. A California militia fueled civic revolt in Reading County. This is Reading, California. It was a slow night in the trendy Market Street Blade and Barrel restaurant when line cook Nathan Pickney, a budding comic and a Black Lives Matter activist, spotted Carlos Zapata at the bar. He knew it meant trouble. For weeks, he had been making political parody videos of Zapata, a high-profile militia member and leader in the government, in a movement to recall a trio of Republican Shasta County supervisors who supported Governor Newsom's pandemic health orders. Soon after the two saw each other, Zapata threw a drink at Pickney, according to the police. It escalated from there. That night, the BLM activists ended up with a black eye after two associates of Zapata allegedly assaulted him at the rear entrance of the restaurant while Zapata was present, according to police interviews with people involved. While the events of May 4th are disputed, the altercation involving Pickney and Zapata has intensified tensions in the Northern California town. Known as the second sunniest city in the U.S., Reading now feels to some like a tinderbox, with Shasta County residents divided over the health risk posed by the pandemic, government's power, and the decree that arms industry should take matters into their own hands. Speakers at supervisors' meetings have repeatedly threatened violence. Militia members have attended racial justice rallies carrying concealed weapons, and opponents of the far right say they're increasingly afraid to speak out, fearing retribution. Mm-hmm. Another dividing wedge. And when you see this happening, I don't care if it's in California, Kentucky, West Virginia, Maryland, I don't care where it is. Eventually, if they keep this up, there's going to be some trouble, some real trouble, bloodshed trouble. And I don't, it's all uncalled for.
It really is. I mean, just like the hate bill that Biden signed when he was reading his speech, he talks about, you know, now this was supposed to be the Asian hate bill, but yet the examples that he gave, the people weren't even Asian.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's it's just disgusting.
Well, now they're attacking Jews, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, this is done, folks, please know this is done on purpose. I had a black pastor in my program Wednesday night from California. He said, I'm not a member of BLM. I have no problem coming to my church. I don't care if they're white, Asian, black. I don't care who they are. We get along just fine. Maybe it's because that they love Christ and trying to do what's right morally. They get along just fine.
Yeah.
So this is all made up, all done on purpose to instigate instability in the country for easier control by those who want to control us.
Yeah.
So
you go. Even as a little girl going to church, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Yeah,
You know, I mean, I just don't understand them. I had the black pastor on, and we got along just fine. Had a great program together, and because we love the same God and trying to serve the same God, and care enough for each other to do what's right.
Yep.
That's not rocket science.
No, it isn't. But we are out of time. That might be rocket science.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Please be safe out there this weekend. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams.